So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited Machlekes, Avodas Chachamim Shenishtaber Me'aleha, if an idol broke on its own. Rabbi Yechon Amar Asura, the Holy Batla. Pshem Melaka Shama Muteres, Mistama Batuli Mavtala. Rabbi Yechon says it is Asa because he did not nullify it, while Rish Lakish says it is Mutta because we assume that he did nullify it. The Gemara cites a Brais as proof. Avodas Chachamim Mevatla, Avodas Chachamim Shalayba Shal Chaveri. An idolater can nullify an idol by renouncing it, whether it is his or another person's idol. However, Yisrael ain't the mevatel, avodas kachavim shel ebek kachavim. A Jew cannot nullify the idol of an idolater. The Gemara asks, tahavak avodas kachavim shenishtaber me'aleha. According to Rish Lakish, if a Jew nullifies an idol, it should become permitted no less than if it had broken on its own. The Gemara offers two answers. Shepachasa. The Braisa refers to disfiguring the idol without actually destroying it. Even though a Mishnah says, Pachsav Pishle Chasra Batla, disfiguring idol suffices to nullify it even if it is still complete, the Gemara explains, Hanamil de Pachsa Ivik Kachavim of a Pachsa Yisrael Loi Batla. An idolater can nullify an idol even by merely disfiguring it, but a Jew cannot nullify an idol by disfiguring it, only by breaking it. La'ilam ki Pachsa Yisrael Nami Batla. Ordinarily, a Jew can nullify an idol by disfiguring it. However, Gezeira Dilma Magbala Vahadim Maftila. The Rabbanim forbade benefiting from such an idol because the Jew might mistakenly acquire it before nullifying it, and an idol owned by a Jew can never be nullified. Then the Gemara brings several additional proofs. Braisa says, Akum shehevi avonim min amakailis, v'chiba ben drachim betartia is mutaris. If an idolater took stones that were used to serve the Markailis idol and used them to pave a road, they're permitted because he thereby nullified it. But the Yisrael, Shehebi Avonim and Amakailis, Vachib Ben Drachim and Tartiais, Asuris. If a Jew does this, the stones remain prohibited because he cannot nullify it. Another Braisa says, Oive Kachavim Sheshipa Avoidis Kachavim. If an idolater shaved some chips of an idol, it depends. Litzar Chai, he Vishipuyam Mutarn. Litzar Cha, he Asura Vishipuyam Mutarn. If he did it for himself to use the chips and the idol are nullified and permitted. But if he did it for the idol, the chips are permitted, because the chips are nullified, and the idol remains forbidden because it does not become nullified by removing chips. However, the Yisrael, Shashiba, Vidis Kachavim, Bein Letzarcha, Bein Letzarcha, He Vishipuya Asurin, if a Jew shaved chips off an idol, the chips and the idol always remain forbidden because he cannot nullify it. The Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel says, Rabbi Yisi Oimer, Sheichik Vizor L'Ruach, Oimat L'Yam. One must destroy an idol by grinding it to dust and scattering it in the wind, or throwing it in the ocean. However, Amru Loi, Afi Nasa Zevel, Uchsiv Le Yitbuk Biyotchem Ume Min Acherim. Chacham disagreed and said to him, one may not do so because a Jew might benefit from the dust by using it as fertilizer. A fourth Braisa says, Rabbi Yisi ben Yisi in Omer, Matzat Suris Darken Vereshe Chatech. If one finds an image of the Darken idol with its head chopped off, Savik Evik Echav Mechatchei Savik Yisrael Chatchei Mutter. Vad Yisrael Chatchei Aser. If we do not know whether a Jew or an idolater chopped off the head, it is permitted because it's a svek sveka, a double suffik. Perhaps it was an akum who nullified it, and perhaps it was never worshipped. But if we know that it was a Jew, it is forbidden because he cannot nullify it. In all these cases, the Gemara asks, Tahavak avodas kachavim shenishtaber me'aleha. According to Rish Lakish, it should be permitted no less than if it had broken on its own. Here too, the Gemara answers, Gezeira dilma magvala v'hadu maftala. The Rabbanah forbade such an idol because a Jew might mistakenly acquire it before nullifying it, and an idol owned by a Jew can never be nullified. The Gemara brings an additional proof. A Braisa rules Rabbi Yisi Omer af lo yirakis b'meisag shamim, b'mnei shahanevoya neisheres alein. It is also forbidden to plant vegetables in the shade of an asherah tree in the winter months, because the falling foliage would fertilize the vegetables. Here too, the Gemara asks, Tahava kavaydis kacham shneshtab b'me'ala. According to Rish Lakish, it should be permitted no less than if it had broken on its own. The Gemara answers, "Lefi she'ein avodas kachavim batla derech gedilasa." An idol cannot become nullified by any process that is part of its usual manner of growth. The Gemara brings an additional proof. Kan shebereish ha'ilin shel hektish loy nenin v'loy moilin. There is a nest on top of a tree belonging to hektish. It is forbidden to benefit from it, but if one does so, he has not violated the prohibition of me'ila. However, bereish shel asherah yatzis bakana. If there is a nest on top of a tree that was worshipped as an idol, he may benefit from it. However, he should knock it down and not climb the tree to get to it because he would be benefiting from the tree. The Gemara assumes, Kigan Sheshavra Mimeno Eitzim Bekinsaben. The bird used wood from this tree to build a nest, and yet Ketani Yatzis Bekana, he may benefit from it, presumably because it is considered as an idol that broke by itself. The Gemara offers two answers. Kigan De Aisi Eitzim Ma'alma Bekinsaben. We're discussing a case where the bird took wood from elsewhere to build a nest. Mayatiz Yatiz Befreichen. he may knock down the nest to benefit from the chicks, but not from the nest itself. Zakh the Mishnah, Hamaitzi Kalim, Valaim Tsuris Chama, Tsuris Levana, Tsuris Darkin, Yelichim Liyama Melech. If someone finds utensils engraved with the image of the sun, the moon, or a darkin, a serpent-like creature, they're forbidden and should be thrown into the Dead Sea. However, Mishim Gamliel Eimer, Sha'al Hamachubadin Asurin, Sha'al Mavuzin Mutarin. Images on dignified utensils are forbidden, but images on ordinary utensils are permitted. More questions, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel from a contradictory brisa. Hashaychet l'shum miyamim, l'shum naharis, l'shum midbar, l'shum chama, l'shum levan, l'shum kechav mazalis, l'shum mechol sa'ar gadol, l'shum shilshul katan. If someone slaughters to the malach of the oceans or rivers or of the desert or to the sun, moon, stars or constellations, or to the malach mechol or the malach of a mere worm, hare elo zivchei mason. These are all sacrifices of avodah zarah and are forbidden. Therefore, as Rashi points out, alma or chayu l'meflechinu. We see it as usual to worship even lowly items. Therefore, we should also suspect that one did so and forbid all types of utensils. The Gemara answers, Miflach l'chol d'mishkechi palchi. They may worship anything, and yet we do not forbid all items. As Rashi explains, Dimkein ein l'cha hamutr. So everything would be forbidden. However, regarding utensils with images engraved on them, Hani t'lasa d'chashivi tzari l'hu palchi l'hu. L'midachri nil'noi ba'alma avdi l'hu. We assume that these three images were engraved for worship, but any other image was engraved for beauty. The Gemara cites an ambiguous price with three cases. Kal hamazales mutarin, chutz mimazal chama ulavan. All heavenly bodies are permitted, except for the sun and the moon. V'chal harpitzufin mutarin, chutz miparzuf adam. All faces are permitted, except for a person's face. V'chal hatzuris mutaris, chutz mitzuris darken. All images are permitted, except for the image of the darken. The Gemara attempts to ascertain which prohibition is being discussed. In the first case, Iba Isa Kala Mazalis Mishari, if it refers to making these images, all constellations are forbidden, as the Pasuk says, Leisasun Iti, and we expound, Leisasun Kidmusha Moshe Mishamshin Lefane Bamar. It's forbidden to make an image of any of the heavenly bodies. Therefore, it must be discussing Bemaitse, where this image was found engraved on the utensil, and only Chamulavana is forbidden to be used. On the other hand, in the second case, Iba Maitse, parts of Adam Mi Aser, if it refers to using a found image, the image of a person's face would be permitted. Rather, ba'isa ukud Rav Huna b'rei de Yeshua. This case must be referring to making the image, as Rashi explains, le'sasun oisi kidmusi. It is forbidden to make an image of a person's face. However, in the third case, iba'isa tsuris darken mi aser, it is permitted to make the image of a darken, and it is only forbidden to use such an image if it was worshipped. Therefore, the Gemara asks, reisha b'seva b'maitse umitziyasa ba'isa. The first and last case seem to be discussing the prohibition against using found images, but the middle case refers to the prohibition against making images. The Gemara suggests two answers. In, Reisha b'seifa b'maitse u'mitziyasa b'aisa. Indeed, these cases refer to different prohibitions. Kula b'maitse u'mitziyasa Rabbi Hudi. All cases refer to the prohibition against using found images. And there is indeed a prohibition against certain images of people, as a brisa says, Rabbi Hudi maisev avdemus menika v'sar afis. The image of a nursing woman and Sar Apis are also forbidden. And the Gemara explains, Menika al Shem Chava, Shem Menika kol ha'olam kulo. A nursing woman refers to Chava who gave life to the whole world. And so, Vehi denakta ben v'kom Menika. It is only forbidden if it is holding a nursing child. And Sar Apis al Shem Yosef, Shesar Omapis is kol ha'olam kulo. Sar Apis refers to Yosef who sustained the whole world. And so, Vehu denakta griva v'kokail. It's only forbidden if it is holding a measure and measuring.